Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon's fantastic devotional work and book, simply titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 315. Brothers and sisters, the Prince of Preachers, Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, even though he was an uneducated man, he is still called the Prince of Preachers, and just from this book alone, you know why. He chose Job chapter 40, verse 4 for this devotional, and it reads, "Behold, I am vile, what shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth." One cheering word, poor lost sinner, for thee. You think you must not come to God because you are vile. Now there is not a saint living on earth but has been made to feel that he is vile. If Job and Isaiah and Paul were all obliged to say, "I am vile, O poor sinner," wilt thou be ashamed to join in the same confession? If divine grace does not eradicate all sin from the believer, how doest thou hope to do it thyself? And if God loves his people while they are yet vile, doest thou think thy vileness will prevent his loving thee? Believe on Jesus, thou outcast of the world's society. Jesus calls thee and such as thou art, not the righteous sinners Jesus came to call. Even now say, "Thou hast died for sinners. I am a sinner, Lord. Jesus, sprinkle thy blood on me." If thou wilt confess thy sin, thou shalt find pardon. If now with all thy heart thou wilt say, "I am vile, wash me," thou shalt be washed now, if the Holy Spirit shall enable thee from thy heart to cry, "Just as I am," without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Thou shalt rise from reading this day's portion with all thy sins pardoned. And though thou didst wake this morning with every sin that man hath ever committed on thy head, thou shalt rest tonight, accepted in the Beloved. Though once degraded with the rags of sin, thou shalt be adorned with a robe of righteousness and appear white as the angels are. For now, mark it, now is the accepted time. If thou believest on him who justifieth the ungodly, thou art saved. Oh, may the Holy Spirit give thee saving faith in him who receives the vilest of sinners. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, and Holy Father God, we thank you for what our minds have contemplated, what our hearts have felt, and what you have done in our spirits and in our souls through your holy word. We give you the glory, praise, and honor for what you've done today in this service. And we pray that millions would hear the gospel and be saved live and on demand. And Lord, have your Holy Ghost to work mightily upon the hearts of people, and do that, in the words of A.W. Tozer, do that mysterious miracle thing that you do in the hearts of strange sinners. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, through the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of your Holy Ghost. And we pray that you'll gather in millions just from the preaching of this gospel, preaching of the gospel through this ministry, rather, and through the preaching of the gospel in other ministries around the world. Everybody who's faithfully proclaiming your word by any means necessary, Lord, use them to save millions in this country and around the globe. Open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears. You did it when you were here. We pray that you do it now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.
If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here is how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, wherefore if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today, so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trust that Jesus Christ is your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.